one mean?
It means the world. For these players to, I think when we move back, and I'm originally from CAM, and it's just an honor to kind of finish a job that Coach Downer started back in the 89. For him to be here and for him to walk up this tunnel with me means the world to me. It means the world to me for the senior class, for this football team. It's just a remarkable feeling. They always say that winning a state football championship's hard. It's hard. It takes some years off your life, to be honest with you, but these kids are pretty resilient to overcome some turnovers there in the first half, overcome some adverse plays there at the, you know, 3-minute mark to where we let somebody behind us and then the missteps and then come back defensively. It was just a custom, you know, to our fans making noise, to their fans making noise. Eastern Valley's a good football team, you know, but so are we. You know, it was a good football game to watch, and especially going back and forth. So hats off to them, but you know, we're state champions, and we'll take that, too.
You were filled with emotion. Can you explain or describe what those moments were?
I'm an emotional guy. I'm a pretty sappy guy. But to bring a championship back to your hometown is something special. And for the first championship ever, that's pretty amazing. You know, and just to be able to do that with this group of kids and to this fan base means the world to me. You've always been reaching as a coach, as a kid. You always dream about playing in the dome. You always dream about this type of atmosphere. And for it to come to reality, that's special. And they can never take that away from us right now. And that's why I'm just so emotional, you know, as we go through it. There's a lot of meaning to this today. And a lot of meaning for our fans and for our community today.
Lane might steal the headlines with the stats, but today feels like probably the most complete team game you guys have played all year. Would you agree with that?
Without a doubt. We had to mix in the pass, the play action game. We had, you know, we got some runs there a little bit. We had to overcome some resiliency regarding the turnovers. That's the most turnovers we've had in a ball game in a long time. We just had to settle down, you know, after the first half. We were pressing way too much, especially when we can't score inside the 5-yard line twice. You know, we've got to slow down quite a bit. But I tell you what, hats off to these guys for overcoming that and, you know, making plays when we have to. And then going up 2 scores, you know, and that kind of gave us some cushion there. And then, you know, we were hoping to do some different types of things. And we shot ourselves in the foot. But you know what? To finish on top, we'll take it because there is no more after this. We're fine. We're state champions.
I think Lane's season maybe one of the most prolific ever in the history of Iowa football. What more can you say about him that maybe hasn't already been said at this point?
Just resiliency. You know, that's the thing. And I know sometimes you get frustrated because it's maybe sometimes it comes easy to you, but in games like this, you just got to chip away and become resilient. That's what they did. That's what they did today.
Thank you, Coach. Mm-hmm.
Coach, the response from your team there in the second half, you know, they come out with a nice long drive there to open up the half and get a double-digit lead on you, and your guys didn't blink. You come out and make a play right back to get right back in it.
Well, and that's what we've done all year. I mean, you look at the Fremont Mills, we were down 14-6 doing some of that stuff. You know, we came right back in the second half to kind of overcome that. Even last week when we were down 29-28, and then we had to overcome that a little bit. You know, we kind of had a little bit. We've kind of started to feel a little bit of momentum after that, because we were starting to wear them down, you know. But you know, they present a lot of problems for you up front. They do a lot of twisting. They read very, very well. They scatter the box. You know, they're very athletic on the edge, so they can cover you. And so, you know, we've just had to make sure that it was a chip away.
And as much as the offense, of course, gets headlines, and you watch, you know, how great your team is at moving the football, it's maybe the defense that makes the difference here today. You get 2 huge turnover rundowns in that second half that help you win the game.
Oh, that was huge. You know, and that's one of the things is, you know, they made some adjustments regarding their route combinations that we haven't seen. And so we kind of had to adjust with that and then just kind of break up on the ball. But there was a lot of times we were missing tackles, you know, a little bit. We just had to finish some plays, you know. But Jiminy Christmas, when you had 2 heavyweights going toe-to-toe, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it had to be a lot, obviously nerve-wracking for you as well, but a lot of fun to be a part of something like that.
Well, you know, that game that I was out for COVID type of thing, I'd much rather be on the sidelines than at home watching this thing. And if you were at home watching this thing, holy cow, I tell you, you probably shed some years off your life a little bit.
Coach, congratulations. It's such an awesome accomplishment. I know how much it means to you and where you've come from there, yeah. You know, playing under Coach Downer and bringing it to a championship.
Well, you guys know I'm an emotional guy, and this is where I'm from, and finally we get to bring a championship back to our communities, and there is absolutely no better feeling, that's for sure.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
For our entire team, obviously, we're a very resilient team. You know, a couple weeks ago against Fremont Mills, we were down too, and we just have to know that we're capable of coming back. We're capable of making some big plays. And, you know, I thought we did a great job of, even though we had a couple miscues, we had a couple turnovers, penalties, we just had to come back and get it done.
Defensively, I know you guys gave up some big plays, but also you made big plays when you needed to. Speak to what the D was able to do today.
You know, obviously they beat us over the top a couple times, but hats off to them. They have some great receivers. You know, 24, that tight end was just great. Could catch the ball. He could run with it. They were all hard to bring down. They were a hard tackle. So I thought just trying to contain them more. Obviously they beat us over the top, but, you know, just trying to limit those plays was huge for us.
I know you guys have suffered a lot of heartbreakers in football and then baseball as well.
For sure.
To be on the other side of it, what does that mean?
You know, it's huge. Obviously, we've said this a million times now. We're sick and tired of being second place, and just coming out with a win today is an amazing feeling.
Lane Speaker, state champion. What's that sound like?
I mean, I don't even know what to say, man. It's truly unbelievable. I mean, we've been working at this for so long, and it's even better getting it for Coach Bauer and him, his coaching staff, because they've dreamed about this since they were little, too.
This was a wild back-and-forth game, a hard fought. You guys had to claw your way to the very end here to be able to win it. I guess, you know, what does that say about the grit of the team that you guys have and be able to pull that out in a tough game like that?
Yeah, especially at the beginning. There was just a few plays where we should have been in the end zone, but we didn't. So it was all about facing adversity and keeping our heads on. I think we did a great job of that. And it speaks volumes of our team, especially how unselfish they are and knowing what we got to do to get the ball down the field and make stops.
Obviously, you guys had to show your versatility today, too. You know, they were going to key on you, and they were able to slow it down a little bit, but you guys figured out some other things to get the offense going.
Yeah, especially at the beginning of the game. They were getting through holes and run-throughs and stuff like that, getting to me. But if they're doing that, we got studs like Kate Tickner and Sam Foreman making plays all over the field, too. So, I mean, that's just the versatility of our team, and they were doing a heck of a job. The line was doing a heck of a job. I mean, everyone was making plays, and that's what we like to see.
Yeah, big guys up front, especially late in the game there, I saw that they were starting to have a lot of fun. Gavin Jess and Reese Oglesby made a couple of big blocks downfield, and that's exciting to see.
Yeah, I mean, those guys have done a heck of a job all season. I mean, I can't give enough thanks to them for what they've done for me all season. Hopefully I made their job easy because they made mine easy. But there at the end of the game, we were getting a little happy, and the crowd was being too loud for Nolan. They couldn't hear me, so I mean – that was a little nerve-wracking, but thankfully we got through it.
Yeah. You have to come up with a couple of big, huge defensive stops there in the second half. You stop one when they're deep in the territory there to go back, and then you score right after that. That was just a huge momentum swing. What were you guys doing on defense to have success in those moments?
I mean, Joe and all the backers and defensive linemen, they're just flying to the ball in the run game. So we knew they were going to have to pass it, and we had a pretty good idea the ball was going to be going to number 24 or number 10. So when we got on them guys, it was just all about making plays, and that's what we did.
You guys seemed to answer every time, too. You know, they came out with a big, long drive to start the second half, but you responded with a big play right after that. I guess that's kind of what you guys have been doing here this whole postseason is responding.
I mean, yeah, we knew we were the better team, or we felt we were the better team. I mean, it was just going back and forth, and we made a couple mistakes there early, but, I mean, it was just all about responding, like you said, and fortunately, we did a heck of a job of that, and when we started making plays on defense, it correlated into the offense.
You guys have been on the doorstep of being able to do something like this for a long time in multiple sports, and now you're able to get over the hill and win a state championship for all the communities that comprise CAM. How does that feel?
I mean, it's truly truly unbelievable because the support from our community, the coaches, and the surrounding communities has been awesome. I mean, I can't give enough thanks to them, can't give enough thanks to the coaching staff. I mean, it's just awesome.
Awesome game. Congratulations.
Thank you.